John, Stuttering John. Oh, Stuttering John.
Oh, he can come in.
Yeah, look for him. Like, you know.
But Rockstar Supernova is great. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that show. And if this chick, Delano, doesn't win, I mean, all of them are too good for Tommy Lee.
Please.
And Gilby Clark and that guy from Metallica.
I only wish you could watch. It sounds like us singing karaoke.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, hey, look who's on the phone.
Who?
Storm Large from Supernova.
Who's that? Which one is Storm Large?
She got booted.
Oh.
Hi.
Hey. Storm, you know what? You're a cute chick and everything, but the one thing I don't get about you.
Okay.
The name. I mean, like.
Storm Large is
Storm
not a good
Large.
Name.
Storm Large.
It's my real name, Howard.
Oh, it is.
I would have come up with something a lot better. I'm serious.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, your parents did that to you.
Oh, because I've been going around bad mouthing going, you know what? That chick would be kind of cool, but her name is Storm Large. I mean, who names himself Storm Large?
Well, then why don't you change your name?
Storm Large. Believe me, nobody does.
Plus, all of the singers, I feel, have a lot of talent. I think Storm has a lot of talent. But they all try to be super young. Like, they're all old. Like, how old are you, Storm?
I'm old, man. I'm pushing 40.
Well,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm 37.
Yeah, and Storm like, has all the little, like, that devil thing that kids do with their hands and, like, I'm like...
Even the girl who was singing last night, I'm looking at her face when you get past all the red streaks. And
yeah, she's going to be 50.
Whoa!
How old is that chick, Delana? She's like 40, right?
She's just turned 34.
Yeah.
Oh, she's lived a long and hard life.
Yeah, she's definitely been down a hard road. But the thing is that, like, everybody poses like they're 15.
And then one guy looks like a gnome, and he's trying to be cool. It's just ridiculous.
But I like that guy. But there's a lot. But
you like the gnome.
Yeah, I love that show. But the best part of the show is, like, Dave Navarro, who I think is a great guy and everything, but the dude can't keep his fucking shirt on. That's number
None
one.
None of them can.
Well, why is he sitting on a throne as well? It almost looks like he's like old King Cole.
And all of them wear gloves. And it looks really gay and 80s. You know what I'm talking about, Storm?
And you got the crumpled old rock star sitting on the thigh.
I didn't see him wear any gloves.
Yeah, well, Dave wears the gloves. That Lucas dude wears the gloves. The guy from Metallica now wears gloves every week. Gilby, I don't think, wears gloves, thank God.
but they're
fingers cut out.
You know, but they're all in that. Everybody wears black and the crosses and the chains. And some of them look like your grandfather.
And Tommy's disturbing now because he's got so many tattoos and he's got to take his shoes off and cross. Everyone's like sort of posing.
Right.
It's such a marvelous train wreck. But the best part of the show, and Storm, how did you feel about Brooke Burke?
You know what? I haven't seen the show. I wasn't allowed to even watch the show.
Oh, wow.
But you knew Brooke, right?
I thought she was a total doll. I was expecting her to be this total bitch, but she was so sweet.
She sucks the energy out of this show. Like, it's like things start happening, she'll go, "That was really exciting."
Boy, on tomorrow, I can't wait for tomorrow's show.
She goes, "Well, now Storm will find out if she's the next one to go." When they do that show, how many times do they have to retake every one of her lines, or does she get it pretty well nailed up?
She gets it pretty good. Sometimes there's a glitch here and there in TV, but you know what? She's been pregnant this whole time, so she might have been trying not to puke.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, and that's another thing. That's another
thing.
She's
pregnant?
She comes on, she goes, "I have an exciting announcement to make. We're pregnant again with, you know," and meanwhile,
who's she pregnant with?
Exactly. Her other two kids she had with some other dude.
Yeah.
Now she's having with some new dude from Baywatch, I think. She's totally out of control.
But she hardly looks like she's into rock, you know, like everybody else is doing their thing. And then she goes, "And now it's time to find out what Storm Large is going to do this week."
Storm, what's your deal? You married?
No, I'm engaged.
To a dude?
Silence. Yeah, to a guy, to a man.
Yeah.
To a very nice, strapping Italian man.
Felt bad to be kicked off, I guess, huh?
No, it was actually really nice. You know, I felt like they, they sent me home on a nice, fluffy pink cloud of love, and I've been really busy since I got off the show.
I was going to say, what does this show do for you?
I guess, you know, it's weird because we were kept in a bubble. We weren't allowed to read the paper. We weren't allowed to read the magazines or watch the show or know what was going on out there. But I guess the show was fairly popular, and I was fairly popular, so I'm going into the studio this week to record Ladylike actually with Dave Navarro. he's going to keep his promise.
Keep his shirt on.
Record with me. I don't know what he's going to wear.
And Dave loves showing his titties, and I mean, he's got some titties.
Really? They're not. It's not a chest. Yeah, it's breasts.
He's got titties, and you can tell he shaves his chest down and. You know, it's like, it's kind of funny, man. It's just, the whole thing is everyone trying to be so rock and roll.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about it from the standpoint of when we used to see, as kids, you know, Frank Sinatra and Dean and all those guys acting cool. And we're like, oh, look at those funny old guys. That's what these rock stars must be look like to young kids now. Look at those funny old guys.
By the way, hey, Storm.
Yes.
How bad is Supernova's music? I mean, well, I felt so bad for you guys. Whenever you'd have to get up and do one of their hot new originals. They were the worst songs I ever heard.
We're new songs, you know. You got to, when you write it, I thought they're, as a musician, I thought the songs were pretty good. But
really?
Road tested. You know, when you write a song, I mean, the whole process was just kind of started and the songs were being kind of tested out on the audience and they were working them out with the different singers. But, you know, when you write a song and you play it, usually by the 10th or 20th time you play it, it's you really sell it. And I was really skeptical about it, but actually I kind of like them. It's like, it reminded me of T-Rex and old British and...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's buying that.
Yeah, who's buying T-Rex now?
Yeah, I mean, and then there's some...
A lot of potential.
I guess so. What are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. This chick's got a nice little body on her. And likes showing it, too.
It's not that little there, Howard.
She likes showing the belly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With the belly shirt every minute. Trying to, every outfit was portraying the belly.
She keeps asking for it. She'll get it.
The problem is all these people are sort of unknown, and they're all acting like they're already David Bowie. They have a look. They have a thing. You know, it's crazy. Well,
they just don't have any musical ability.
Right.
I got the feeling Tommy Lee wanted to bang you, you know?
Oh, Tommy's a flirt. He flirts with all the boys, too. He flirts with everybody.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
No, he seriously, come on. You guys all have met him, haven't you?
He never flirted with you, did he,
Alan? No, never came out of me.
What do you mean he flirts with the boys?
No, he's just a very flirtatious, fun-loving guy. He'll, like, smack, you know, whoever on the butt. And, like, you know, I've seen him flirt with freaking statues and furniture. He's just a... It's like, but I don't see it flirting as... with him as actual sexual advances. It's just a good time. He's just a party guy and loves to have a good time.
I wouldn't feel too bad about not being chosen as the lead singer for Supernova. I don't predict any big hits for those dudes.
I don't know. You know, who knows?
I know.
Nowadays, television sells music. And that's
I know.
Medium.
That is true. Television does sell music.
Yeah, they showed him this big bus and said to the guys, one of you is going to be on this bus. And I was like, by the way, nowhere.
I'm pretty the bus to nowhere. I'm pretty sure none of those guys are going to be on it. Yeah.
Hey, Howard.
Yeah.
They're Supernova's turning into.
There's your music. Yeah, Supernova's turning into what?
It sort of turned into American Idol because they're going to go out on tour. Supernova's going out on tour with the guy, but they're also bringing back old contestants that'll join them on stage and stuff.
Oh, really?
And yeah, that's why Storm's promoting the finale.
And Dave Navarro's band's going to be their opener.
Ooh.
Oh, God. What a nightmare.
Wow.
It's going to be the house band opening for Panic Channel, opening for Supernova, and I'm one of the folks that are going to be going with the house band, which the house band is awesome.
Ralph thought Storm Large was going to win the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, he hadn't been watching the whole season. I go, no, Storm Large is not going to win the whole thing. It's either going to be Delana. Who's going to win the whole thing, Storm?
I think it's going to be Lucas, actually.
Really?
It's Delana or Lucas. I think Delana's awesome, and I think they're all really good, but...
How does that broad never get discovered before Delana? I mean, and you and all these people. I mean, you know, it's like...
I don't know. She was living in Europe for a long time. I think she's only been in the States for about a year or maybe 2 years. She hasn't been living here for very long. She was... from South Africa, and then she lives.
She looks like a real dirty chick, too.
She's actually very, very sweet.
She Les?
No, I don't think so.
No, she didn't come on to you? Did you get it on with anyone?
I think she likes the men. No, you know, it was not a lot of... we all had to live in the same house for under scrutiny of camera, so...
Do you ever get it on with girls?
Laid, but no one wants to wake up with the person, you know what I mean?
I could see you fooling around with girls. Do you fool around at all?
Oh, I've done plenty of that, sure. But I'm monogamous. I'm old, man. I've done all of my trampy stuff, and now I like just the same person.
Yeah, but you've done lesbo stuff, huh?
Of course, Alex.
Wow, that's hot. That's hot. And you like those little tattoos down by your vagina, right?
Oh, love them. They're awesome.
She wears the belly shirts with the pants slung low so you could see her wings coming out of her vagina.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. She's got some kind of wings.
And you're not talking about the wings on the pad. You're talking about she has wings.
You got some kind of wings coming out of your vagina. I like that.
It has wings.
That's crazy. It's like Van Halen logo or something. Right. I don't know what it is coming out of there. What is that?
It's just a design of a broken heart and a bunch of lovely, curly designs with stars and flames and all kinds of stuff.
That sounds like a lot to be going on down there.
I said, wow, it looks like a flying vagina.
Robin, let me tell you.
There's plenty going on. So you're totally shaved with the tattoos coming out of your vagina? That's kind of hot.
Well, they're not coming out of the puss itself, but right. they're very much in proximity.
What about the women that you had sex with? Did you ever get it on with a famous chick?
Famous chick? No. No, a couple strippers in New York City a long time ago when there were strippers. I don't even think there are any in New York City.
Oh, yes, there are. We go
There's
to stores.
There's nothing but.
Nothing but strippers in our world.
In New York City, though, are there strip clubs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they never got rid of them. Yeah. And, so what, you go to a club and start making out with a chick?
No, I had friends who were dancers. I lived in Manhattan in 89 and 90 and going to school. And I had a lot of friends who were musicians and strippers and whatnot. And late nights and Jaeger shots. And then you're
making out.
Day. It's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wish I was there. Wish I could have seen that. Probably was in the room. Who knows where I was. Well, good luck. Supernova, the finale is tonight. Is that thing doing well in the ratings? Do you know?
I have no idea. I have never watched the show. I don't even know if it's any good.
In my house, it's number one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love it.
That's good. You have kids, right? Do you watch it with your kids?
No, I watch
He doesn't live with his kids.
Yeah. I got an older kid. My kids are, like, older, and my younger daughter lives with, you know, her mom, and then shuttles back and forth between us, which she's thrilled about.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know how that goes. But
it's got one of those newfangled lives, you know.
Yeah, I got one of those dysfunctional lives. It's really great. Can't tell you how thrilled I am about it all. But, all right, you're a high chick. And that's all
that
counts.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks for having me, you guys. I love you guys.
Thank you. Love you, too. And
you know what? Before I go, I do have to just say one thing.
What?
To you personally, Howard, is... I don't know what you guys got to see on the show of me or whatever, but I'm a filthy, filthy mouthed performer, and if it weren't for people like you, I would not be able to do what I do. And for First Amendment rights and everyone who talks a lot of shit and likes to speak their mind, I have to thank you for what you've done.
Oh, nice. Thank you. That's very gracious of you to say. That's very, very sweet of you to say. And actually, I've heard that Storm Large has a huge following, always has for years. Yeah, yeah. Like, I think in San Francisco you were big. And
San Francisco and Portland, Oregon. Yeah. And that's where I'm based out of Portland.
Yeah, I went on your website to check out pictures of you.
Look, you're really into things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm into the whole thing here.
You're a nutcase.
Oh, yeah.
You're not 12. What are you doing?
I am 12.
You've gone on to stormlarge.com. Have you posted anything?
I didn't post anything, but like I was checking out stormlarge.com. I actually was. I was on there.
I am shocked.
Well, I have nothing to do. Last night I'm playing chess on the internet and then running to my TV to watch Rockstar Supernova. All right, Storm. Good luck with your career and the tour and all that other stuff, and we'll watch you on Rockstar Supernova.
Thank you so much, Howard. Thanks for having me. All
right, thanks,
he'll probably see you at the concert.
Yeah, I'll see you at the concert. I'll probably be booked in there.
Well, I guess we'll be at Radio City Music Hall on January 31st. So
I'll come by.
For you there.
I'll be there for you, baby.
Oh, that's great. I'd love to meet you in person.
And wouldn't it be out of the question for you to do lesbian stuff with my girlfriend.
She'll have to leg wrestle me for it.
She didn't go that way anyway.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, she's not up for that.
I'll
All right, Storm.
Switch teams.
There you go. All right, Storm.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great morning.
Later.
Bye.
Storm Large. I didn't know that was a real name. You know.
I'm telling you, that show almost looks like a horror film.
Yeah, that's why I love it, though. I think it's cool.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you could just criticize everyone and feel good about yourself. Where were we? All right, so we got to the South thing.
Yeah. Oh, did we finish the chronology? Yeah, I guess you did have it.
I didn't even play Artie on Conan yet, and there's a million things going on.